This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Some fine storytelling is coming to the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. The Moth Main Stage is happening tomorrow night, June 9th, in East Lansing. With us is the producer of the Moth Radio Hour, heard right here on Michigan Radio, Jay Allison. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
For those who might not be familiar with the Moth Main Stage, exactly what's going to happen?
Well, you're going to just hear great stories about people's lives. I mean, people will stand up. There'll probably be five of them, and there'll be a host. And one after another, you're going to hear stories that will range across all kinds of life experience. And they'll be funny, and they'll be sad, and you'll laugh and cry. And it's utterly simple and really moving. It's ancient and modern.
That's exactly what I wanted to get into. When I think of what's happening, it is taking us back through time to this ancient art of storytelling, of sitting with others, sharing stories, not sitting alone, staring at a screen, or not watching carefully edited reality TV. Do you feel like in your work with the Moth, you're carrying the torch for something that's in danger of being lost?
Well, I might have said it was in danger of being lost, but the success of the Moth convinces me otherwise. I don't know whether it's a primitive urge or a reactive urge, but people want to come out and sit together, and they want to find out about each other. And it's so fundamental. And you know what audiences do at the Moth is they give their full attention. They listen fully. And it's so rare to have that quality of attention with nothing to look at and not being bombarded with any kind of special effects or anything, but just to be occupied with listening to the narrative of another person's life. So I find it an incredibly hopeful phenomenon.
What you describe, it does seem rarer when I think of even the way that I might watch television. I usually have my iPad on my lap, and
I might be
checking on the IMDb to see who that actor on Game of Thrones was in another movie or something. And so we're always having our attention drawn away. So that beauty of let's all focus and you could hear a pin drop must be, it's magical.
I think there's a kind of gluttony about that sort of wanting to keep increasing the input. I mean, I feel it too. I'm not saying like I'm above it. I do the same thing. I'll have several things going, and you think maybe you're getting more, but you aren't really. You're skipping along the surface. And the Moth lets you kind of go deeply into something, and that's when you get moved. You know, like how often you get moved when you're watching TV and got a cell phone and have an iPad. You know, I mean, it's you're making yourself inaccessible, I think.
Jay, as producer of the Moth Radio Hour, you have heard God knows how many stories. And I'm just wondering for yourself, what are the kind of stories that really, really touch you, the kind you can't forget?
You know, there isn't one kind, but there is a quality of risk when the storyteller, you know that they're out on a wire, that they feel compelled to tell the story, and it scares them a little bit to be doing it. And sometimes it's a revelation that they're giving as a gift to the audience. And when you can feel that happen, you can't take your ears off it.
Yes. Another question I've got, and now that you might be the one to be able to ask something that I've always wondered, what do you know about the story behind the choice of that name, the Moth?
Well, the founder of the Moth, a guy named George Dawes Green, great guy, novelist, he lived in Sea Island, Georgia, and he and his friends would gather on their friend Wanda's front porch and tell stories late into the night with bourbon, and the moths would fly through the holes in the screen and bang against the naked light bulb there, and hence the name.
That is great. You're the first to tell me exactly how that came to be. And it just fits so much. Because this does, even though people are going to be at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University tomorrow night, it still has that sense of sitting around the campfire as happened in prehistoric days.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it'll be, I hope it'll be a great show. There are great storytellers in Michigan. We did a Michigan special radio hour that was absolutely terrific. So I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Now, are the storytellers on tap tomorrow night all Michigan based, or are they coming from all over?
Well, usually it's a mix. There'll be some local people, I'm sure, and then maybe there'll be some that are kind of traveling around telling their story. That would be my guess. Some may have come up through the slams. You know, we do slams in Michigan and 20-some other cities, too. Some people come in that way. Some people call our pitch line at themoth.org, and we develop their stories like that. And the directors work with them. So the stories you'll be hearing tomorrow night are going to be worked on a little bit. Not too much, though. Like, just kind of coming out of the oven. That's the ideal.
Like a good pie crust. You don't want to mess with it too much and ruin it.
Yeah, you don't want to overbake it.
The Moth Main Stage happens at 7:30 tomorrow evening at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. You can get tickets and more information by going to whartoncenter.com. Jay Ellison, producer of the Moth Radio Hours, heard Saturdays at noon and 8 p.m. right here on Michigan Radio. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for filling in that question I always had about the origin of the name. It was great talking with you.